Welcome to Heal Your World on Heavenly World Network Blog Talk Radio. Join me, Heaven Lee, for angel guidance messages to help you embrace who you are and fearlessly create the life you desire. Visit me on intuitivespiritguide.com for your personal angel guidance reading. I write novels and children's books filled with imagination to carry you to beautiful new worlds. Endymion Oracle's Nina's Story is a romantic fantasy adventure with healing goddess magic and ancient wisdom inside. Get ready! We're traveling deep within. So open your heart to the limitless possibilities and let's make some real magic. Happy Friday. Happy True Love Friday. Ooh, this is my favorite subject. I love it so much. Hello, people in chat room. I already have a request for a true love blessing, so I will get to that very soon. Today on Heal Your World, if you haven't guessed already, we are diving in to angel guidance. I have embraced all three of my favorite parts of this show, and you will hear enchanted tales. You will get angel guidance, and we will have some enlightening interviews on Heal Your World. So we have embraced the magical three of my favorite things to include in this show. Last week, we had such an amazing interview with Lisa Breezy, just a beautiful soul, and then connecting later with her and her mother. Spirit can astound us. True love can astound us, taking us completely by surprise at times and just flooring us. So as we invite true love into this moment, love is eternal. You are made of it, star babies. You are love. You can't get away from it. You can't lose it. You can't escape it. Who is it out there that you wish to draw to you, who agrees with you and your special way of understanding love? Because there are so many of us and we all think and feel in so many different ways, it is so magical to meet someone who harmonizes with the way you want love. And this is a love language all your own. Everyone has their very own, but there are sparks that harmonize with us. And when we find them, it is magical. So in the spirit of summoning true love, I'm going to do something I haven't done for a very long time, and that is read a passage of Endymion Oracle's Nina's Story. So bear with me, be patient through this, but not only patience, dear ones, absorb your summoning power for true love. True love isn't just a person, but if it was, it would start by being you. Chapter 1, Summoning Her Love. Nina and three friends danced under the Mazin moon with a crackling firelight as their music. Every movement had meaning. Every step was worship. The young women celebrated their goddess in the dance. This night, the warmest of the year, Nina's dance was especially meaningful as it was a dance to summon her love. The powerful energy sent from the woman summoning reached throughout the island like invisible fingers, women of Mazin would choose the time, usually when they were at least 16 years of age, sometimes much later in life, when they wished to meet the one they would marry. In the months that followed her heart's decision, the one who best suited her, who would fill her longings and match her desire, would be compelled to come to her village. It would then be a matter of days or weeks before the two would be drawn together. If the summoned boy already lived in the same village as the one drawing him, this would surely speed the process. Tonight was not the first time Nina had performed the dance. The first time had been well over a year ago. She was growing anxious, hoping the one she dreamed of was hearing her call while she danced, beckoning her lover to draw closer. Shadows swayed among the listening trees. A summer zephyr cooled her skin and fed her imagination. Nina led the ritual dances at the end of every synodic month when the moon was at its fullest and brightest. And that, my dear star babies, is our summoning dance from Endymion's Oracles, Nina's Story. That's my book, and you can find it on Amazon.com, should you so choose. Oh, I love, love. Doesn't everyone? I have someone calling in, and since they're waiting, I respect their time. So I'm going to do this blessing, then I'm going to do a little fairy's blessing, and then I see Mary in chat, and she has requested one as well. Let's take our first caller and give a true love blessing. Welcome to Heal Your World. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Patricia, and I love that story. Beautiful.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That's my first novel, and there are two more to come. But I opened it appropriately for today with her summoning dance for true love. And so I am feeling that you are calling for a true love blessing.
Excuse me. Sure. Yes, absolutely.
I'm feeling that cough today, too. No problem. It's that time. It's cold out there.
I call it a purging time.
Yes, and I'm hoping that the groundhog brings us some good news. Early spring? Okay, I am drawing today from the goddess guidance oracle cards for you, Patricia. And when I feel that sparkle that says, this is me, I'm the one for her. Ooh, you got an exciting one today. Freya, the goddess, and your word is bold. So boldness, reach out. She has this beautiful horn that she blows on and makes this announcement to the world that she knows she is strong and bold. I am woman, hear me roar. She has white angel wings on her beautiful golden cap. And white hair. She's full of wisdom, piercing eyes that can look right through you. And a cat that is right next to her, just staring, beautiful. Unleash your adventurous side, take risks, and be daring. That is your true love blessing, Patricia.
Oh, wonderful. Sounds like everything that I should do this spring.
Yes, and take care of that cough. I'm nursing a little bit of a cough and a rough throat, too. And, you know, we have the cold weather, and it dries things out a little bit. So
yes,
blessings of healing to you and blessings of boldness. And thank you for calling back in.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You're very welcome. You as well. Bye-bye. Thank you so much, Patricia, for calling in. It is so sweet. I love that one. Boldness. And every blessing I give out to one of your sisters or brothers out there, you absorb that too. Whatever resonates with you, you absorb that too, and you utilize that in your quest for true love. And you know what's so funny? It's much like the Wizard of Oz. You know, Dorothy had her big adventures, and all she wanted to do was go home. And when you find that one special person, that is how you feel. You feel like you've come home. That's what we're talking about today. It's magical because it's true. It's already in your heart. You know, when you think about true love, and I promise we get to this, what is it? How do you find it? Is it an it? Love. True love. The Princess Bride is one of my favorite comedies. So if you haven't seen that, why are you listening to me? Go out and rent The Princess Bride. I'm always giving little movie reviews as part of my show. But what can we respect? When respect, ooh, that slipped out, yes. That is huge. We'll get to that. What can we expect from love? Maya Angelou says, love recognizes no barriers. It jumps hurdles, leaps fences, and penetrates walls to arrive at its destination. Maybe he's that person you go to school with. Maybe he sits behind you in class. Maybe he's too afraid to even say hello because he sees you as the most beautiful creature he has ever seen. True love is not only a movie hero or a superstar or, for the younger ones who are listening to me, One Direction. True love can take you off in many directions, girls. And it often does. Okay, keeping my promise along with my humor, I hope somebody appreciates it because I'm amusing myself at least. And that's another part of true love. First, love yourself, and then everything else follows as it should. It's kind of like the Pied Piper, you know, only you don't want a bunch of rats following you. No rats. But it's like the Pied Piper of love, the magic of drawing people to you, that one special dear person to you, is to love yourself. That is the magic. That's the magical music that the Pied Piper of love plays. You love yourself. You respect. There it is again when I really want it. You respect you. And true love will follow you everywhere you go. I promise. Little Fairy, I am drawing your card. She's joining us in chat. I am drawing your card. And then I will take the next call, I promise. Your card, Little Fairy, is the goddess Ishtar. Ishtar says, boundaries. Boundaries. Have good boundaries. Don't let people take advantage of you. Don't let just anybody in. Don't let them tell you what to do or tell you what you want. So be careful, beware of those kinds of people that tend to want to jump right over our boundaries. And yet, love recognizes no barriers. Thank you, Maya Angelou. That's a different kind of thing. That's different. Then you realize that your boundaries may not be needed. You may have them up at first because you don't trust that person. But you will always need to love yourself first. This is just really super important. Love yourself enough to say no to others' demands on your time and energy. Yes, love. Yes, give. But don't give so much that you feel that people are taking advantage of you. So truly it comes back to respecting yourself, and you will be one who draws love to herself from everywhere, everywhere. Open your eyes. Sometimes we feel like we can't find true love, and maybe it's because we're closing our eyes and putting our hands over our ears, and we're waiting so hard for it. If we open our eyes and open our ears, open our hearts, there may be someone right there in front of us that we just haven't recognized before as the one. And that is my blessing for you today, little fairy. I have another caller calling for a true love blessing. Hello, welcome to Heal Your World.
Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
My name is Pooja.
Prudence?
Pooja.
Can you spell that for me? I think you've called before. I love that name, but I want to know I'm pronouncing it right.
My name is Pooja.
Okay. I think you're calling for a true love blessing. Is that correct?
Yes, but you're also doing messages, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That always comes. This is angel guidance, and the mm-hmm. angels come through. Today, we're drawing. The theme is true love, and this mm-hmm. can be many things, many ways that we draw love to us. So you can ask me for something specific. Pooja, is that the way you pronounce your name?
It's like the money.
I'm sorry that the phone line is just cutting out, so I'm really going to have to practice just tuning into you. And
can you hear me?
Feeling your energy. Yes. Yes,
okay.
I can. It's just, it cuts out a little bit. That sounds a little clearer. Okay, mm-hmm. here we go. Do you have a specific thing that you would like to ask of the angels, or would you like to just hear what they have to say in this?
Yes, I feel like I am going through a huge spiritual transformation, and everything in my life is changing because of it, and I feel like it has a lot to do with love component. It has a lot to do with
okay.
it, self-love, but
That is huge, huge, huge. You are going through, let me repeat this for people who might not have caught all that, spiritual changes, and you see love as a huge component of that, and self-love is very important. Very important to learn that first. A dear friend reminded me, and I have this paperweight, it's a silver paperweight, and it just has three letters on it, and they spell fly. And when I saw it, I thought of Neverland and Peter Pan and Tinkerbell and very magical. Well, this person made it even more magic because when you think of that word fly, first love yourself. That is huge for you. That is so important for all of us. And I'm going to choose now for you from the Archangel Michael Oracle cards. That feels right. I switch between decks depending on a person's energy that's coming through, and then I go through the cards. There are 44 total cards until one just, hey girl, this is strong for you right now. From Archangel Michael, self-respect. You got it. You know it already. Self-respect. And the prayer for you is, dear God and angels, thank you for helping me see myself as you see me. I think you're calling back now. I think I lost you. Let's try this again. Hello, are you calling back? Is this Pooja? Giving her blessing because I think we're having some technical problems, but she can always come back and hear this on the show. Dear God and angels, thank you for helping me see myself as you see me through the eyes of love. Thank you for honoring and respecting me. please guide me to do the same for myself and grant me the courage to speak up on my own behalf. I ask for your protection in all of my relationships so that I am surrounded by loving and kind people. And this is what self-respect does for you. When you respect yourself, you draw love to you because you are giving yourself that love. That's so important. It took me years and years to learn this. This is the place to start. This is the biggest fact of love, is to respect yourself, your wishes, your love language. If your love language, one of mine is surprises, you would like the person you're with to just remember, it doesn't have to be something big, just bring you little surprises. And that helps you feel loved. Respect that. Tell them. Hello, you're on Heal Your World. Okay, Mary Chapman in chat. We're having some phone fun today, so call drops. Please call back in. My number here is 646-716-7684. And if you can't get through on the phone, you can certainly ask in chat for a true love blessing. And here I am, and here are the angels in this moment. And they want to reach out to you. And they want to let you know, first of all, you are love. You can't even get away from love. You are love. And we spend much of our lives learning this again, remembering it from when we were in pure spirit. And somebody asked us, do you want to go down? You want to be in a body again? You want to go live a life and learn about love that way? Because this is a rich and beautiful environment to learn in, to learn how to love. And for some of us, that's very easy. To learn how to receive love is a difficult part for us. And to love others, to give and give and give and give to others is easy. But to give to ourselves, that tenderness, that sweetness, if you've ever held a newborn baby, if you've ever had a child, you know what it's like to just feel unbounded love. You just feel their spirit. You love them with everything, all of your being, all of your spirit, because that is our essence. That is what makes us who we are. We have a body. It's like a house. I'm reading this wonderful book right now, and I'll have the author on in a couple of weeks, and she will teach us how to love and respect house. Like my callers now, I'm getting getting becloaked. Talk amongst yourselves. Anyway, it's just the season and dry throats. I have another caller. I think she's calling back in. Let's try this again one more time. Welcome.
Hello.
To Heal Your World. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
It's me. I'm sorry. It's
I
Fuja.
Know.
My
it's okay. I know. Third time's the charm. Well, I don't know if you were able to hear the blessing that did come through for you. Did you hear any of it, or have you just spent time trying to call back in?
I had a part of the card that you did. I don't remember which card it was. Let me
go through this again, because this is something for everyone today, but it specifically came to you, and it was right after you were talking about learning self-love. Your card from Archangel Michael is self-respect. And the prayer that goes along with that, you can hear it again if you listen to the show again, but it's about God helping you to see you as God sees you, God, mm-hmm. goddess, as spirit sees you. Oh, if we only could. I'm sure you probably heard of the song Man in a Mirror, Woman in the Mirror. Mm-hmm. But the way we see ourselves is just a teeny tiny shadow, if you will, of what we look like to spirit, what we look like to God. You mm-hmm. are a brilliant star, baby, is the word, the phrase that comes to me, star baby. It's so important for you to know and embrace that, and you will draw love to you, leaps and bounds.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having that perseverance. True love takes perseverance. Good. So thank you for calling back in, and have a wonderful, beautiful weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye for now. Patience. What is it about true love that takes our patience? You know, we have eternity. So why do we get so impatient? Mary, I'm having to be patient today too. Patient with my dry throat. It starts sounding a little froggy once in a while. So thank you all for listening, even to my froggy throat. Mary, I am ready to give you your beautiful blessing. So you can hear it right here. Even though Skype is just not cooperating today, I just have a feeling that your blessing is in this Angel Michael Oracles. I think your true love blessing is in here. These are special cards that I actually created in a book, Angel Michael Oracles. And that, dear friends, is also on Amazon.com. So go look for that. It's a very special book, Angel Michael Oracles. And your true love message, Mary, is just coming through this magical deck of 23. Last show we did on January 23, and now it's January 30th for those listening live. For those listening on demand, it's any date you're in at the moment. Mary, your card, it just came right back to me. This was on top, and it just came right back. Reach out. Your smile can brighten someone's day. There's a lot of love in your smile, Mary. I noticed that in your pictures. And, you know, when you talk to someone and you have called in, it has come through many times. When you speak with someone and they don't even see your face, they don't even see your smile, they can feel that smile energy come right through the phone. So, or right through the Skype when it works. So, I bless your smile, and Angel Michael is saying thank you for your smile. There is so much true love in your smile. And that is your message for today. Keep reaching out. You know he loves your art. Oh, you are one of my favorite artists. I love what you do with the beautiful jackets that you make, all the different textures that you use and colors and hearts. So Angel Michael is sending you hearts and love and appreciation for your art. That is very special. I love you, Mary, beautiful Mary in the UK. What does true love look like in your heart? I saw a movie over, I think it was last summer, Maleficent. When you think of the Sleeping Beauty, the cartoon, the Disney one, and the traditional story that you've heard of Maleficent, very nice. I don't know why that accent popped in. Anyway, she's not very nice. But why? What happened to her? was she just always a horrible person, a one-dimensional villainous? No, no. Go see the new movie. You can rent it, or it may be on demand on whatever cable network you have. Angelina Jolie, go see the new movie, or buy it. I bought it. I admit it. This is one I went to the theater to see 3 times. We're just all about 3 today for some reason. In this story, she speaks of true love's kiss. And she is very disheartened because she believed in it and a man let her down. And so she stopped believing in true love's kiss. In fact, she wanted revenge on that man who so disappointed her, who so led her to believe that there was no such thing as love at all. And then through her revenge and anger and taking it out that way, her disappointment in not finding true love the way she thought she would, she learns a powerful lesson. And she even learns that there absolutely is such a thing as true love's kiss. And it doesn't come the way she thinks it will. So I'm asking you out there, your minds, open your hearts. Love doesn't always come the way we expect. But that doesn't mean that it isn't true and it isn't real. Let's talk more about love and call me. Call me. I love you, Star Babies. Call in for your blessing at 646-716-7684. We'll be right back. Angel Guidance Readings take you on a loving journey filled with messages that your angels and spirit guides long to share with you. You'll discover wisdom to help you with real life issues. Spirit is showing you every day that you are love and you are so very loved. You can find Angel Guidance at intuitivespiritguide.com. Yes, you are the true love that you wish to summon. And at the beginning of the show, I read a little excerpt, the very, very beginning, from Nina's story. And you can find more about that. Look inside the book. I think they have 8 pages that you can read to really get you into the story. And she begins with summoning true love. And it's a night of a full moon. And there's a circle of love that she and her friends dance around to summon true love. True love is many things. It's often perceived as a feeling. It's how you feel about someone. Oh, you see their face and you just light up inside. Sometimes it's so strong you feel like you're going to explode. That can be perceived as true love. And it's fun. I'm all for that. There's nothing wrong with that. They warm your heart. You smile. It's very sweet. I believe that love, in its purest, purest form, is a verb. It's an action word. It's not how you feel as much as what you do. And the feelings are fun. Don't get me wrong. Like I said, I encourage that. But what do you do about it? And I don't mean, you know, you go after someone with all the stalking ability. I mean that what you do for those who are in your path, put in your lives for a reason. What do you do? How do you show them love? And it can be just a very simple thing. It can be a smile. It can be just knowing that they love little surprises, and so you surprise them. It can be you are out and about and you see someone who's wearing the most beautiful scarf that you've ever seen. Do you just walk by like, she knows it's pretty? Do you just walk by, or do you say, you look beautiful and that scarf looks wonderful on you? That's love. That's love in action. And that's what we're talking about today. That's a huge part of it. What does Shakespeare have to say? I love these quotes. The bud of love by summer's ripening breath may prove a beauteous flower when next we meet. Isn't that beautiful? Angel Michael says, this one came to me, and this is in a book with a longer explanation of the meaning. Like, you take love and you separate the letters one by one, L, O, V, E, learning, L for learning, Emily, V for visualizing, and E for eternity. Learning, optimally, visualizing, eternity. That's who we are. You've heard of never-ending love. Well, when you're eternal, how more true can that be? And how would you treat someone that you know you have eternity with? You're going to be with them forever. How do you treat them? Pretty shabby? How do you treat one you know you will be with forever? Maybe you will be in different bodies, different lifetimes. Maybe you have been, and maybe you will be in more. And who is that person that you must learn to love because you'll be with them forever? I'll just let you guess. Look in a mirror, because it's you. It's you. The love that we most long for is the love that frees us to accept ourselves just as we are. And that freedom, that's the door. That freedom opens us to grow and learn and thrive. And child of God, I see you. I see you in chat. Hello. Would you like a true love blessing today? I love that little smiley face with a waving hand. So cute. I would love to give you a true love blessing today. So you just say the word, and I will do that. One of my favorite poets is John Keats. And he says this: a thing of beauty is a joy forever. And his words, when I quote these people who are in spirit, in the spirit realm, no longer in those bodies, we knew her as Maya Angelou, or we knew of John Keats. They're spirit. And they may have another body now. But when I say that they are saying these things, their words are eternal. And John Keats even says specifically that a thing of beauty is a joy forever. And when you create a thing of beauty, it will be enjoyed. It will inspire someone forever. So get busy. Create. True love is something you create. Do you know that? You put true love into everything you create. Are you an artist? True love is in your work. Are you a writer? Are you a poet? Do you grow beautiful flowers in the springtime? Do you nurture and love animals? Everything you do, you're putting true love into it. And that lasts forever. Forever. Everyone you touch, everyone you smile at, you're putting true love into the world. That's an energy that goes on and on and on. Okay, we have some more blessings to give out here. So I don't go on and on and on. I told you this is my favorite subject. I can't get enough of it. So, child of God, I will give you your blessing. And this one is also coming from the angel Michael Oracles. You can see all of these blessing cards on the pages of the Angel Michael Oracles book by Heavenly, and that is on Amazon.com. I will soon have a Kindle version of this and also my other books. The one I read from at the beginning, Nina's Story, that is also on Kindle. So very easy to find. Oh, child of God from chat, your beautiful blessing is you are an earth angel and you help the earth, planet earth, empathy. Tune in to your love for Mother Earth and feel the planet's healing power in your life. You've heard of being grounded, and I love to work with my stones. And today I have the hematite stone. It's a heart shape, very nice grounding stone, or any stone red in it is another one to use. Beautiful. The hematite is a shiny gray, just very magical. And this is your blessing. Mother Earth says, connect with me. I love you. There's true love to be found there. And if you're looking for a person, you have your eyes open, your heart open, your ears open for true love to come through a person, they will most likely be someone who has this planet, Earth, empathy, who loves the planet and cares for the planet. Jules 33. Oh, we're all about three today. If you go back and listen to the first part of the show, we're all about three. Yes, child of God, awesome, it is. That is an awesome blessing. I've been told to switch now, Kate. My angels here for Jules 33, they're choosing the goddess guidance cards again. So we're going back to those, and I'm shuffling here. I see people calling in, and then the calls are dropped quite suddenly, so I apologize if we're having problems with Skype today. Please go ahead and come in the chat room and ask for your blessing, and I will be happy to give that to you. This is for you. Ooh, okay. Jules 33, this is for you. This is the goddess card, and actually there is a twin. For those of you who like twin flames, twin souls, there's a twin card of this very one also in the Angel Michael Oracles deck. This is Kali. Kali, or Endymion spirit in the Angel Michael deck. This is new beginnings, endings and beginnings. You may have just come from a very difficult relationship with what you feel is a sad ending. New beginnings are what you need to look for now. Look toward, believe in new beginnings. The old must be released so that the new can enter, Kali says. And this is a beautiful, powerful goddess with a third eye. Very spiritual you are. Very intuitive you are. She is in a blue tone, and she is holding this gorgeous lotus flower in her hand, pink and bright red. You have a beautiful future. Letting go of the past helps bring that in more strongly, more swiftly. And this is what the angels say to you now. Jules 33. Caller, call in, and then whoosh, swept away. I did see a name attached to the call. It started with the letter B. Balazide or Balazide. So when you listen back, I'm going to give you your blessing because you did come through, and I'm going to give you your blessing. Switching to the Archangel Michael Oracle cards. These are also from Doreen Virtue. I love her. I started learning so much, just really opening my mind and heart to angels so much through her energy, her books, and her oracle cards. And the goddess guidance ones were the very first ones that I got. The very first card, I was actually with someone, a guide here on Earth, who was opening me up to all of this beautiful world of oracle cards. And the first one that I got was Anya. Okay, for my caller. Yes, Jules 33, I'll go back to you. She says, wonderful, thank you very much. I am indeed in the process of endings and new beginnings. Yes. Thank you for affirming that. And thank you, our beautiful angels who just pour these messages out. This is your energy. When you say you want this, this is your energy, and they come to you with your messages. And I am happy to facilitate. If you want more, there is angel guidance on my website, and you can contact me personally anytime, or feel free to call back here and follow my show. We are Heal Your World. And my website is intuitivespiritguide.com. And I'm here for you because they have messages, and until you can just zoom them in all by yourselves, which you can totally do, and I can help you learn how to do that. I'm here to facilitate this. Caller who dropped, but hopefully will listen to this show after. I believe it was Balazide or Balazade. Your message from Archangel Michael is let go of fear now. And this is a beautiful picture, powerful man. He has a headband with a light, and it's like that third eye light right on his forehead, and a sword in front of him with a beautiful red, a magenta, like a bright pinkish red jewel on the top of the sword. And your prayer is, Archangel Michael, please help me feel safe and deserving of your guidance. Thank you for clearing me of heavy, toxic, or ego-based thoughts or feelings. This is so key for anyone who feels like they are blocked off from true love. They've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. So much of that energy is fear. And all we need to do is allow the love in and let go of that fear. That's an amazing power. You will feel lighter. You will feel that light in your mind, that lightness of being, when you let go of fear. And if you're like me, and if you're like most people, that takes time. It's a process. It's a journey. Picture yourself on a beautiful path with birds in the sky. It's a blue, beautiful spring day, flowers blooming all around you, big, gorgeous trees lining your path, and a just a natural dirt path that you're walking along. But your shoes never get dirty. And on this path, there are little, not pots of gold, but picture them like that. It's like kettles, golden kettles. And on this path, as you're walking along, take a little bit of that fear. Feel yourself releasing that fear and just let it go. Drop it into one of those golden kettles as you go along your path. And keep going. That beautiful rainbow before you in the sky. That rainbow is a door for you. Keep releasing that fear, letting it go. Put it in those kettles as you walk along. And I always ask, because I used to be so concerned to let go of anything I feel as toxic, I feel as fear, I feel as bad, because I don't want somebody else to get saddled with that. So now, any of you who are earth angels who love the planet and who think about recycling, a guide of mine did teach this to me, and accredit her. Thank you. Thank you, Bree, for teaching us. You breathe in love and boldness. And that was an earlier message today. Breathe in love and boldness and breathe out. Breathe out. What do you breathe out? You breathe out love and boldness, because that is what your fear is when it gets recycled. So we don't give fear to other people. We recycle it. We recycle it. Fear can be recycled as lessons learned. Maybe you were so afraid of something and you faced it and you realized, oh, it has no power over you at all. And you let go and you learn. And so that fear was actually serving you, because by having that fear, by going through the exercise of facing that fear, you learned. You learned that that thing that you feared has no real power over you. Something I read today, my friend Jasmine Moonsong, I love her messages, and her daughter actually drew a gorgeous picture of a magical white unicorn for our Heal Your World for Children book. Guess what? It's also on Amazon.com. And this is all for charity, all for children's charities. This month in January, you happen to be listening today, because January is almost over, we are doing a fundraiser for the Heal the World Miracle Project for Children of Uganda. So all of the sales of Heal Your World for Children book by Heavenly, that's me, but it's really by all the children. The children of Uganda drew many, many beautiful pictures and sent them to me to put in this book. Children from the U.S., children from France, children from the Netherlands, and one little four-year-old girl from Slovakia. just beautiful drawings and wisdom from the children of how they would like to make this world a better place. Well, Jasmine Moonsong's daughter, Melody, is actually, her picture is actually on the first page, because she was the first one to send me a picture for the book. And her mother is a very magical person. And this is a beautiful saying. This is her spiritual quote from Daily Magic today. So I want to share this with you. This is Melody's mother, the artist, Melody. And she says, "You need not a specific place to relax, but the will to use the power of your mind to create the perfect sanctuary for your personal retreat." Thank you, Jasmine Moonsong. And this works for your heart, too. Your heart and your mind are one. So what have we learned today? What do we know? What do we know about true love? You draw it to you when you love yourself, when you respect yourself. Is true love like in the movies? I do like that Katy Perry song. It can be. It can be. And I wish that for you. All of you who are longing for a movie like true love and a happy ending, I wish that for you, and I send that to you. Love is limitless. Do you believe in love after life? Those who have left this planet, they're still with you. Their spirits are all around you, and that love is true, and that love is forever, forever and ever. Do you have children? Will you ever stop loving them? Could you ever stop loving them, no matter what they do? No. No, even if you're really, really frustrated and you think maybe you've given up on them, your heart cannot. and those who are parents, you understand this and you know this. Well, you know, you are a child inside, and I bless you to love your inner child today. And if you're an artist, if you're a writer, if you're a poet, contact me here by following my show here, Heal Your World with Heaven Lee, or contact me on my website, intuitivespiritguide.com, because I would love to put your feelings, your love, your creations, your artwork in a new book for us, for adults who remember our inner child. That is such a fantastic way to connect with true love. You are beauty and eternity within. You are love. That's the biggest secret of all. It's not a secret. You are love, and you are so very loved. I would love to talk to you next week, so join me again next week, Fridays, 12 p.m. Eastern Time. I love you, Star Babies, and I wish you true love, because that's what you are.
You are true.